You're ready.
All right, the time is 5:34. I'm calling today's director hearing meeting to order, July 14th. City Clerk, do we have anybody here in the audience signed up for public communications not on the agenda?
Thank you, Director. We don't.
Okay, thank you for that. So moving on to the consent calendar, I understand that item two, the daycare facility wants to be pulled off of consent, so we will move that to the formal calendar. I will hear that item after the scheduled formal item, number four, the Powers residence. I believe there has been new conditions added just within the past 30 minutes from our transportation division for the daycare facility, so this will give the applicant time to review those with staff while we address the other items on the calendar. So with that, the other items on the consent calendar, item one, the June 16th, 2025 meeting minutes. Item two is moved off of consent to formal. Item three, the McAvoy Residence Administrative Coastal Development Permit at 1113 Bath Lane. I approve the other two consent items on the calendar as presented. So with that, I'll move to approve the consent calendar, with the exception of item two, move to formal. So now we were into our formal items, and then I will start with item four, the Powers Residence request for minor variances to setback yard and lot coverage regulations located at 2229 Sunset Drive. And our staff planner is AJ Bernhardt. Senior planner, please take it away with your presentation.
Good evening, Maruha. My name is Adams Bernhardt, and I'll presenting agenda item number five, which includes two minor variances for the Powers residence. The project number is 24-0534. The project site is located at 229 Sunset Drive, has a single-family zoning designation of R1. The land use designation is neighborhood low, and the project site is within the Hillside community of Midtown. The proposed project includes two minor variance requests. The first is a front yard setback reduction, which would allow for the construction and use of a new 252 square foot second floor deck. The second would be a variance that would to the allowed height for a front yard hedge that would legalize a portion of an existing 10 foot tall hedge in the front yard. Can you go back a slide? The site plan on the left details both these variance requests. The front setback is detailed with a hatched red line, and the improvements located within the front setback area are shaded in red. The 10-foot hedge that would be legalized with this variance is detailed in the green below. Next, I wanted to share some south elevations of the project, which faces Sunset Drive. On the left, you see an existing photo of the residence. On the top right, an existing elevation. And on the bottom right, the proposed elevation. The project would essentially project the second floor deck out 10 feet and allow for the installation of a new arched entryway, which is consistent with the design of the existing single family home. Next, I've prepared the variance findings on the left and a staff analysis of the summary of those findings. The first, the project was found to be consistent with the city's comprehensive plan and the intent of the zoning ordinance, as the project essentially supports low density residential development in the area. Second, the design and placement of the deck, as well as the legalization of the existing hedge, is consistent with other development in the community. Third, the applicant provided letters of support for the project from adjacent property owners. The project was designed to promote privacy and not obstruct views, and the use of the hedge would be conditioned to ensure that it wouldn't impact driver sight lines, views, or access. Therefore, the variance requests would not be detrimental or adversely impact adjacent properties. Fourth, the project was found to be consistent with similar development in the area, and therefore wouldn't confer or grant a special privilege to the applicant. Fifth, the project reflects a voluntary investment by the applicant to enhance the functionality and value of the residence, and therefore it wouldn't be approval wouldn't be based on economic hardship. Finally, the project is located within the hillside area and was found that it wouldn't unreasonably interfere with scenic views from the public or private property. Next are a few slides which shows the supporting documentation which led to the findings. On the left, you'll see aerial imagery of the proposed residence with the proposed deck shaded in blue. And on the left and right, the adjacent properties, which include decks that have been constructed in the front setback areas. On the right are imagery from Sunset Drive, which clearly shows development that's been located within the front setback areas. Next is an aerial imagery which has calculations of the front setbacks as measured from aerial imagery of a number of the properties in the immediate vicinity of the site. As shown, the measurements clearly depict that a number of the properties have development located within the front setback areas. Next, the applicant provided numerous letters of support of the project from the adjacent property owners. And finally, the hedge that would be legalized with this variance in the top left photo is consistent with dense vegetation located at a number of the intersections in the immediate vicinity of the property. Finally, I want to make two corrections to the SAF report. First, in Exhibit A on Sheet 1, the lot coverage was incorrectly calculated as 50.4% due to the erroneous inclusion of flat work. When excluding the flat work and accounting for the proposed deck, the corrected lot coverage would be 33.9% and in compliance with the zoning regulations. Second, in the resolution, there's a finding that includes analysis related to a lot coverage variance. Since the corrected lot coverage is below the 35% threshold, no variance is required, and this portion should be removed from the staff report. In conclusion, it's staff's recommendation that the minor variances would be approved as conditioned.
Thank you, Senior Planner AJ. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
Thank you, Director. We don't have any public comments on this item.
So thank you for that. I will close the public hearing. Thank you for clarifying the lot coverage variance, because I know the description on the agenda talked about the lot coverage exceedance, and that was clarified with the flat work removal. So I appreciate you bringing that forward in the presentation. Acknowledging precedent in the area, adjacent neighbors concurring or supporting the variance is very compelling to the decisions before the director. I had a question regarding the site plan shows a 10-foot buffer from the driveway apron to the hedge. Does that include the manzanita, or will the manzanita be removed?
I believe the manzanita tree is located to the east. I discussed that with, that's actually just located, that is located directly east of the driveway, correct?
Correct. As seen on the screen, was, and the one I asked is like from a viewshed perspective of, you know, ingress and egress for a car, was Public Works okay with that?
I yes.
Mean, you can hit the trunk so you can see past it. It's not a hedge. So they were fine with that.
Yes. Perfect. I conferred and specified with the Transportation Division. They were comfortable with that.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you for that. I know the applicant is here. Do you have any questions or have anything? You don't have to. It's okay if you don't have any questions. Hello, Mr. Powers.
Hello. Good evening, City Attorney Hogan, staff. AJ, my wife Erin and I are here. We just wanted to thank staff, AJ, Jared, Shanna. They were just very helpful to us in helping us find the most effective way to meet the requirements. So,
fabulous.
And we really appreciate our neighbors too. So that's
thank
it.
You for that.
Thank
you for that feedback. Okay, so with that, I approve the minor variances as presented, considering neighborhood support, precedent in the area, the fact that planning or transportation is okay with ingress and egress view shed as it pertains to accessing the driveway, and also understanding that council has directed us to look into grandfathering these historic hedges citywide. This is a little ahead of that ordinance, but that said, we are looking towards doing that. These are considered wonderful attributes on our treescape to have these sophisticated long or large hedges. So appreciate seeing them and looking to find an easier way to allow them to continue in our city. Yes, do we have a question from staff? Oh, okay, so sorry about that. All right, so with that, this is approved. Thank you so much. And now I will move to our final item. I don't know if we need to get our applicant back into the room. I believe she just stepped outside. Thank you. Take care. So our next and final item, originally on the consent calendar, now pulled off for a formal presentation, agendized as item two. This is project 25-0738 for a use permit and historical design review for a historic property located at 557 East Thompson Boulevard. This is for the Little Blue Creche on behalf of Golden Ring Family Trust Estate. And so we have Associate Planner Brian Garvey here to give us our staff presentation. Thank you.
Thanks. Good evening. My name is Brian Garvey, Associate Planner in the Community Development Department. The item before you tonight is a request for a use permit and historic design review to permit a daycare center and office space in an existing landmark building with minor modifications to the buildings and grounds. The project site is located at 557 East Thompson Boulevard within the neighborhood center zone of the downtown specific plan. The site is surrounded by both residential and commercial uses, including restaurants, retail, and offices. The site contains an existing one-story structure, also known as the Dacey Fiazzo House, and an accessory carriage house. The carriage house is not in the scope of the work for this project. The applicant is requesting a use permit and historic design review permit to operate a daycare center and office space for families at the subject site. The project, operated as Little Blue Creche, is a proposed licensed daycare center that includes co-working space for approximately 12 parents and 36 babies or toddlers. The floor plan consists of toddler rooms, nursery, multipurpose classroom, and a dedicated co-working space for the parents. An outdoor playground is proposed in the rear of the property. Exterior changes include the addition of new doors and ADA ramps on the rear and side elevation. Also proposed is a new accessory structure that would be used as an outdoor classroom as an additional enrichment to the program. Shown here are the proposed windows and doors, which are compatible with the historic building's craftsman style. The subject site was identified as significant in the 1983 and 2007 Historic Resources Survey update. The exterior alterations to a historic resource require design review by HBC. On July 10th, HBC reviewed the project and found the project to be in compliance with the Downtown Specific Plan Historic Resource Design Guidelines and the Secretariat of Interior Standards and Guidelines for the treatment of historic properties and does not consider the changes to impact the potential for the state or federal designation. HBC recommended that the director approve the project with revisions to the proposed building modifications, including maintaining the rearmost east-facing door, the new double doors on the east elevation to match all existing doors and windows, and the trim on the new windows and doors shall match existing trim. The updated revised conditions of approval reflect HBC recommendations. We have received public comments as part of the supplemental packet for this project in favor of this application. Public comments can be viewed on the agenda. With that, staff recommends the director approve the use permit and historic design review permit as conditions. The applicant has prepared a presentation to follow. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Garvey. And with that, the applicant has a presentation.
Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa Bates Wilder, and this is Viva. I'm a 20-year educator, and last year at 44, I had a baby and quickly realized I couldn't go back to work because we didn't have ample daycare here in Ventura. I was on 3 wait lists, and there was nothing for ages 0 to 2. I'm not alone. 60,000 children in Ventura County, 69% of families have unmet childcare here. We have 3,558 licensed spots and over 5,000 children in ages 0 to 5. 36% of these families are working families. But we're not only in a child care crisis. We have 30% of moms who have postpartum depression because they have to leave their babies when they're only 3 months old to go back to work. And 1 in 5 children are diagnosed with mental health disorders. You want to go to the next slide for me. That's all from the Ventura County Board of Education, and their thought that was that TK would help with the problem. And it does, but it doesn't help with 0 to 3, and it doesn't help with moms who need to work. So I knew that we needed to reimagine childcare. Go ahead and go to the next slide. If you look here, the percent of unmet childcare needs is 59% in the city alone, and it gets worse as you get into Oxnard, Point Winnemi, Oakview. Next slide. So my solution is something called Blue Zone Living. My husband and I have spent a lot of time in Greece, in France, in Italy, in Britain, because he's a British citizen as well. And we found that in those communities, the village raises the children. Children are not expected to be away from their parents all day for 8 hours a day. And parents also generally have some kind of relief in their first year. So we're trying to create that here in Ventura. We call it, next slide, having a blue childhood. It's the idea that children are connected to their families and to their community and to nature all throughout the day. We wanted to be in downtown so we could be close to the beach and to all that it has to offer for sand play, not for water play. We also wanted to be next to city parks and the botanic gardens, which we've already formed a partnership with. We will be using the Reggio Emilia philosophy, which Harvard University says is best for children ages 0 to 5. Because it connects children to their community at a very young age. Next slide. There's a hidden power in this type of living. We've already had 156 families join our interest list. We will have 32 licensed spots. We hope over the years to develop the property more if we can go into the barn, which is not on this current proposal, to give us 56 spots. One of the biggest problems in Ventura, next slide, is that daycare requirements for the state require that each classroom for 0 to 2 has to either have sprinklers or an outside exit. Not only that, but we have to have 35 square feet per child and 75 square feet outside. That's very hard with property values as the way that they are right now. And to find a commercial lease spot with outdoor space is near impossible. Over 7 months' time, we surveyed 101 properties, and this is the only one that had ample room for all the children we needed to serve, which you can see is still not enough. Not only that, we have to have a voice automated fire alarm system, a fenced yard with panic doors, 1 toilet per 15 children, ramps for children under 2, ADA access for parents. We have to go through the California daycare licensing process. And because there's not enough places in Ventura for childcare, we have to have a permitted use. It's been 6 month planning process, $36,000 in rent, and over $10,000 in permit fees. So I say all this tonight to say thank you for considering this. We've spent a lot of time, effort, because the youngest citizens of your town deserve a place to be.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Do we have any other members of the public signed up for a comment or online?
Thank you, Director. We do not.
Thank you. So I've received, reviewed the supplemental packets. Every public comment letter we have is in support. I understand HPC just met on this last week, and we don't anticipate any appeals of that decision. Thank you for being open to the revisions that they had requested as part of your design. And happy to see this come forward in our downtown. I approve this without any other concerns or acknowledging that you have reviewed the additional conditions from transportation and you're okay with that? Okay.
We have those in our building permit design already.
Fabulous. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure for the record that you saw everything. So thank you, staff, for your presentation. Thank you for yours, Melissa. And yes, I approve this. Thank you and good luck. And hope we can, I'm also in receipt of your comments on the general plan, and we are exploring more flex with uses in general throughout the city, and childcare is definitely one that we are in most need of, so we'll take that to heart as we move forward with that effort, so thank you for that. So with that, that is our final item. As part of staff communications, anybody online listening, I would like to announce tomorrow we have our final general plan advisory committee meeting for our environmental impact report for the general plan. That's at 6 o'clock in the community meeting room. We also have our objective design standards special design review committee workshop, and that will be on Wednesday at 5:30 here at City Hall in our community meeting room. We will also have Spanish translation or interpretation as well at that meeting. And with that, I will close our director's hearing at the time of 5:54. Thank you.